question. So welcome everyone to tonight's evening session, where we will be meditating and doing a sevenfold puja. Slightly different in that instead of doing the refuges and precepts, we're going to have the verses that protect the truth. So if you know those, you can join in. If you don't, you can just listen. It's in Pali, but it's basically, well, maybe I'll read it in English so you know what we're going to be doing in the puja. So yes, it's still got that ethical dimension, and it's still got that devotional response, that appreciation of the three jewels. I think in the puja we'll have it in English and then the then chanted. Yeah. Okay, so before that though, we're going to have a period of meditation, and I do suggest metta. We've been talking a lot about metta, we're practicing metta. I know a lot of people have issues with the metta bhavana practice, or don't like doing it, or kind of hardly ever do it, or stop doing it altogether. And some people absolutely love it. But I think that we quite often get into habits of it, and we find it uncomfortable, and we just stop doing it because maybe we can sit down doing body scans and mindfulness of breathing and get into sort of quite a nice, calm, spacious, pleasant space. And when we do the metta bhavana, it often is a mirror that challenges us, because it's all about our relationships with ourselves, others, and the world, and working with the things that we find difficult. You know, whether that's the craving and the attachment, which and the clinging, which can happen very much in the second stage with the friend, or whether it's about sort of like different levels of aversion, which may be happening in the third and fourth stages, fifth stage, who knows? And I think also because that wanting to attain things, wanting to achieve things, being task oriented, if you're doing a meditation practice where the very title it says that it's about cultivating or developing love and kindness. If we're not feeling love and kindness in the practice, we can feel a failure, and we can get very sort of focused on trying to force it or generate it and then give it away, you know. And yeah, it's not always helpful doing that. Sometimes just being receptive, just doing all that we've been doing, just sitting, you know, with our experience as we bring people to mind, and then notice what happens in our experience when we bring them to mind. You know, what responses in our body, changes in the breath, images, feelings, thoughts, memories come up, internal voices, stories, arguments we find ourselves having. We can bring kindness, we can bring metta, acceptance to all of that. And metta is very much seen as a practice that helps us to work with, transform, or even as an antidote to just not just ill will, but to fear. And of course, fear is often underlying ill will. So I don't know how many of you know the story about the conditions, the situations where the Buddha first gave the teaching of the Karaniya Metta Sutta. But I think it's quite interesting because he's sort of like that's around the rainy season, and by that time, he's become quite famous, and lots of people will, people who are following him, there are more people than were following him than could just be with him during the rainy season, because he would always stay around for, the 3 months of the rainy season. It would be a time when monks would be practicing and teaching and learning, and they'd just stay in one place. And there would be his own community, but there'd also be loads of other monks who needed somewhere, so they would sometimes come and get a teaching from the Buddha before they went off to find their own place to practice for the 3 months. And we're told that this particular group of bhikkhus, they asked the Buddha to suggest where they should go and do their practice, where they should be for those 3 months. And he looked all around the world with his special Buddha eye, and he felt there was only one place that they should go. But he thought it would be very, very beneficial for them, so they go off there. And when they get there, they think it's really beautiful, and there's woods, and there's got rivers nearby. There's two towns nearby where they can do their alms. Yes, very beautiful, lots of trees, and they just sort of set themselves up there. But they don't realize that there's all these tree sprites who normally live there, who at first are really pleased because they haven't had, any bhikkhus around, and it's seen as auspicious and that they would have a nice energy and it would be beneficial. But they thought they were just passing through, and when they realize that they're going to be staying there, and they're feeling really displaced, and they've got their kids, they've got everything else, and they really don't like it. So they try to, in a way, scare away the bhikkhus, and they make horrible smells, horrible noises. They get, and the thing is that they do all these things to try and scare them, and they do scare them, but each of the bhikkhus individually believes that they're the only one that's having these experiences. We're told that, after about a month, the head monk, addresses them all and says, "You all look like complete wrecks. What's going on?" And then one person admits this, and then they all admit it, that they're being disturbed and scared. And they decide, "Oh, well, this is clearly not the right place for us to be, and the Buddha must have got it wrong." So they travel all the way back to the Buddha and ask him to suggest somewhere else. And he says, "No." He looks around, and says, "No, this is the only place. This is the best place for you." And he sends them back. But before he sends them back, he teaches them the Karaniya Metta Sutta, which I'm sure people are familiar with. Maybe read it a bit later. But anyway, so they as they travel, they're chanting or singing this, and it's all about, having love for all beings, regardless of who they are and their status and their whatever. You're just trying to, just like a mother has, would have love for her only child, so too, you're trying to have metta for all living beings. So when they come back to the woods and the tree sprites hear them doing this, they're very moved, and then they kind of are much more willing to share the space. And so that's the kind of context of it. But very much coming from a place of fear and maybe a bit of anger with the Buddha for sending them to this place, and he gives them the teaching of metta, to not just help them transform how they are, because I'm sure they're coming in a different kind of place, and therefore they're much more, much more able to get into a better relationship with the tree sprites. But also, the tree sprites are also, I think, probably struck by the teaching, and they take that to heart as well. So the reason I'm saying that, and there's probably better versions of that out there, that's just as me from memory, but is just to remember that actually we all have fear. We all experience different levels of ill will, and it doesn't have to be like, your hatred and your lifelong nemesis. It's any level of aversion, even just like, you find that person boring, or you just they're not your kind of person, you don't want to spend time with them, or you find them a bit irritating, you know, or you make judgments about them just because of how they look or how they speak or what they're wearing or their body shape or all the other ways that we judge each other. So, in a way, what we're working with is not the actual people that we bring to mind in the meditation, but our habits and our views and our conditioning, where we other, you know, we make people other, and then we either, you know, if they're the, say, for instance, that's somebody that we really care about, you know, we tend to cling and be attached to them, you know. So often, what we describe not just as romantic love, but as love, can be very sticky. You know, can actually be prema, which is actually seen as a near enemy of metta rather than metta itself. You know, you've got all these strings attached, and it's very self-referential, the care you have. You're not getting above yourself, you're not letting go of yourself so that you can care for others. Anyways. Can just be very simple with metta. I really like, you know, I've said it a few times, like Paramananda was talking about, just sitting and expressing love for the world, or just being, abiding with a sense of care, you know, for yourself, others, the world. And I was quite struck when he did the one stage self metta earlier today that he led, because you know, he was riffing off it, and he did do affirmations. Now, a lot of people are taught those standard affirmations: may I be well, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering. And there's nothing wrong with them, they're great, but sometimes you can get into doing it automatically without actually being in contact with, well, what is the meaning behind it, what is the intention behind it. And it can become mechanical and it becomes a habit. So he just dropped in some of his own. With my heart open, may I experience deep intimacy with myself. You know, may I be kin to all beings. May I live without fear, in solidarity with all life. And in this moment, through love, may I be free of all craving and aversion, and may I realize the true nature of mind. So I think it's really helpful sometimes just to be creative and just allow yourselves to do whatever feels right, whatever is touching your heart in that, rather than what's been taught, this is what you should do, and feeling you have to do that forever afterwards. So we're going to have a period of metta, and I'm going to ring bells for five stages if you want, but I'm not going to lead it. And if you want to do more free form metta bhavana practice or unstructured period of meditation with a, you know, just abiding with a sense of kindness and care, you can use the bells just as a reminder to be present, maybe. But before we do that, I'm going to do a reading. And we're going to have the Song of Meditation by Hakoin. So, if you'd like to get yourselves comfortable, All beings are from the very beginning Buddhas. It is like water and ice. Apart from water, no ice. Outside living beings, no Buddhas. Not knowing it is near, they seek it afar. What a pity! It is like one in the water who cries out for thirst. It is like a child from a rich house who has strayed away among the poor. The cause of our circling through the six worlds is that we are on the dark paths of ignorance. Dark path upon dark path treading, when shall we escape from birth and death? The Zen meditation of the Mahayana is beyond all praise. Giving and morality and the other perfections, taking of the name, repentance, discipline, and the many other right actions all come back to the practice of meditation. By the merit of one single sitting, they destroy innumerable accumulated sins. How should there be wrong paths for them? The Pure Land Paradise is not far. When in reverence this truth is heard even once, they who praise it and gladly embrace it have merit without end. How much more one who turns within and confirms directly their own nature, that their own nature is no nature. Such has transcended vain words. The gate opens, and cause and effect are one. Straight runs the way, not two, not three. Taking as form, the form of no form. Going or returning, we are ever at home. Taking as thought, the thought of no thought. Singing and dancing, all is the voice of truth. Wide is the heaven of boundless samadhi, radiant the full moon of the fourfold wisdom. What remains to be sought? Nirvana is clear before us. This very place, the Lotus Paradise. This very body, the Buddha. So we'll have about 25-minute period of metta bhavana with bells to mark 5 stages. Use them as you will. So in a minute we're going to do a sevenfold puja. In call and response, and I'll be doing it with a Moggallila tonight. And let's go back to Avalokiteshvara for the mantra after worship. Bodhisattva of compassion, and again we have that the story, the myth about him vowing to, you know, relieve all the people in Tibet of suffering and bring them to nirvana, and he goes into his very deep meditation and coursing in samadhi for years and years and time after time, and then when he comes out of it he realizes it's only a small fraction of people that he's managed to have an effect on. And because he'd vowed that if he failed or if he doubted and lost faith, that may his body shatter into a thousand pieces and his head shatter into 10 pieces, then that happens, you know. And it's a bit like us, we can be very willful about what we want to achieve and can't do it. And if we're really rigid, then what happens is something like that, isn't it? And then we have to make ourselves come back together again and get healed again. He was lucky he had Amitabha handy, who put him back together and even put his own head at the top of all the heads. But yes, so let's just go back with simple Avalokiteshvara mantra after worship. And then after the going for refuge verses, instead of doing the refuges and precepts, I'm going to read out the translation of the verses that protect the truth, and then sing or chant it in Pali, and anyone who knows it just join in, and if you don't just listen to it. And I'll still have a Padmasambhava mantra at the end, but we won't do the closing mantras, we'll just end with the mantra. Okay, let's go. Sevenfold puja, firstly worship. With Mandarava, blue lotus and jasmine.
With Mandarava, blue lotus and jasmine.
With all flowers pleasing and fragrant.
With all flowers pleasing and fragrant.
And with garlands skillfully woven.
And with garlands skillfully woven.
I pay honour to the princes of the sages.
I pay honour to the princes of the sages.
So worthy of veneration.
So worthy of veneration.
I envelop them in clouds of incense.
I envelop them in clouds of incense.
Sweet and penetrating.
Sweet and penetrating.
I make them offerings of food, hard and soft.
I make them offerings of food, hard and soft,
and pleasing kinds of liquids to drink.
And pleasing kinds of liquids to drink.
I offer them lamps encrusted with jewels.
I offer them lamps encrusted with jewels.
Festooned with golden lotus.
Festooned with golden lotus.
On the paving sprinkled with perfume.
On the paving sprinkled with perfume.
I scatter handfuls of beautiful flowers.
I scatter handfuls of beautiful flowers.
Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 So apologies for all the noise my computer's making. Salutation. As many atoms as there are.
As many atoms as there are.
In the 1,000,000,000 worlds.
In the 1,000,000,000 worlds.
So many times I make reverent salutation.
So many times I make reverent salutation.
To all the Buddhas of the three eras.
To all the Buddhas of the three eras.
To the Siddharma.
To the Siddharma.
And to the excellent community.
And to the excellent community.
I pay homage to all the shrines.
I pay homage to all the shrines.
And places in which the Bodhisattvas have been.
And places in which the Bodhisattvas have been.
I make profound obeisance to the teachers.
I make profound obeisance to the teachers.
And those to whom respectful salutation is due.
And those to whom respectful salutation is due.
Going for refuge. This very day.
This very day.
I go for my refuge.
I go for my refuge.
To the powerful protectors.
To the powerful protectors.
Whose purpose is to guard the universe.
Whose purpose is to guard the universe.
The mighty conquerors who overcome suffering everywhere.
The mighty conquerors who overcome suffering everywhere.
Wholeheartedly also, I take my refuge.
Wholeheartedly also, I take my refuge.
In the Dharma, they have ascertained.
In the Dharma, they have ascertained.
Which is the abode of security.
Which is the abode of security.
Against the rounds of rebirth.
Against the rounds of rebirth.
Likewise in the host of Bodhisattvas.
Likewise in the host of Bodhisattvas.
I take my refuge.
I take my refuge.
Verses that protect the truth. Not to do evil, to cultivate the good, to purify the mind. This is the teaching of the Buddha. Lead a righteous life, not one that is corrupt. The righteous live happily, both in this world and the next. One is not versed in Dharma who merely speaks much. One who hears but a little of the teaching, but sees the truth and observes it well. Indeed, one is truly called one versed in Dharma. No other refuge than the wake. Refuge supreme is there for me. Oh, by the virtue of this truth, may grace abound and victory. No other refuge than the truth. Refuge supreme is there for me. Oh, by the virtue of this truth, may grace abound and victory. No refuge but the fellowship. Refuge supreme is there for me. Oh, by the virtue of this truth, may grace abound and victory. Homage to the Buddha. Homage to the Dharma. Homage to the Sangha. Saba papa sava karanang kusalasa upasampada sucita paryodapanang itang buddhanang sasanang dhammang chare sucharitang nanang ducharitang chare dhammachari sukham seti asmim loke paramicha natavata dhammadaro yavata bahubasati yocha apang pisutvana dhammang kayena passati save dhammadaro hotiyo dhammang napamajati Nati me saranang anyang Buddho me saranang varang Etena satyavajena Hotu me jayamangalang Nati me saranang anyang Dhammo me saranang varang Etena satyavajena Hotu me jayamangalang Nati me saranang anyang Sangho me saranang varang Etena satyavajena Hotu me jayamangalang Namo Buddhaya Namo Dhammaya Namo Sanghaya. Confession of faults. The evil that I have heaped up.
The evil that I have heaped up.
Through my ignorance and foolishness.
Through my ignorance and foolishness.
Evil in the world of everyday experience.
Evil in the world of everyday experience.
As well as evil in understanding and intelligence.
As well as evil in understanding and intelligence.
All that I acknowledge to the protectors.
All that I acknowledge to the protectors.
Standing before them.
Standing before them.
With hands raised in reverence.
With hand raised in reverence.
And terrified of suffering.
And terrified of suffering.
I pay salutations again and again.
I pay salutations again and again.
May the leaders receive this kindly.
May the leaders receive this kindly.
Just as it is with its many faults.
Just as it is with its many faults.
What is not good, O protectors?
What is not good, O protectors?
I shall not do again.
I shall not do again.
rejoicing in merit. I rejoice with delight.
I rejoice with delight.
In the good done by all beings.
In the good done by all beings.
Through which they obtain rest.
Through which they obtain rest.
With the end of suffering.
With the end of suffering.
May those who have suffered be happy.
May those who have suffered be happy.
I rejoice in the release of beings.
I rejoice in the release of beings.
From the sufferings of the realms of existence.
From the sufferings of the realms of existence.
I rejoice in the nature of the Bodhisattva.
I rejoice in the nature of the Bodhisattva.
And the Buddha.
And the Buddha.
Who are protectors.
Who are protectors.
I rejoice in the arising of the will to enlightenment.
I rejoice in the arising of the will to enlightenment.
And the teaching.
And the teachings.
Those oceans that bring happiness to all beings.
Those oceans that bring happiness to all beings.
And are the abode of welfare of all beings.
And are the abode of welfare of all beings.
Entreaty and supplication. Saluting them with folded hands.
Saluting them with folded hands.
I entreat the Buddhas in all the quarters.
I entreat the Buddhas in all the quarters.
May they make shine the lamp of the Dharma.
May they make shine the lamp of the Dharma.
For those wandering in the suffering of delusion.
For those wandering in the sufferings of delusion.
With hands folded in reverence.
With hands folded in reverence.
I implore the conquerors desiring to enter Nirvana.
I implore the conquerors desiring to enter Nirvana.
May they remain here for endless ages.
May they remain here for endless ages.
So that life in this world does not grow dark.
So that life in this world does not grow dark.
The Heart Sutra. The Bodhisattva of compassion, when he meditated deeply, saw the emptiness of all five skandhas and sundered the bonds that caused him suffering. Hear then, form is no other than emptiness, emptiness no other than form. Form is only emptiness, emptiness only form. Feeling, thought and choice, consciousness itself, are the same as this. All things are by nature void. They are not born or destroyed, nor are they stained or pure, nor do they wax or wane. So, in emptiness, no form. No feeling, thought, or choice, nor is there consciousness. No eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, mind. No colour, sound, smell, taste, touch, or what the mind takes hold of, nor even act of sensing. No ignorance or end of it, nor all that comes of ignorance, no withering, no death, no end of them. Nor is there pain, or cause of pain, or cease in pain, or noble path to lead from pain, not even wisdom to attain. Attainment too is emptiness. So know that the Bodhisattva, holding to nothing whatever, but dwelling in Pranya wisdom, is freed of delusive hindrance, rid of the fear bred by it, and reaches clearest nirvana. All Buddhas of past and present, Buddhas of future time, using this Pranya wisdom, come to full and perfect vision. Hear then the great Dharani, the radiant, peerless mantra, the Pranya Paramita, whose words allay all pain. Hear and believe its truth. Gate gate paragate, parasangate bodhisvaha. Gate gate paragate, parasangate bodhisvaha. Gate gate paragate, parasangate bodhisvaha. Transference of merit and self-surrender. May the merit gained.
May the merit gained.
In my acting thus.
In my acting thus.
Go to the alleviation of the suffering of all beings.
Go to the alleviation of the suffering of all beings.
My personality throughout my existences.
My personality throughout my existences.
My possessions.
My possessions.
And my merit in all three ways.
And my merit in all three ways.
I give up without regard to myself.
I give up without regard to myself.
For the benefit of all beings.
For the benefit of all beings.
Just as the earth and other elements.
Just as the earth and other elements.
Are serviceable in many ways.
Are serviceable in many ways.
To the infinite number of beings.
To the infinite number of beings.
Inhabiting limitless space.
Inhabiting limitless space.
So may I become.
So may I become
that which maintains all beings.
That which maintains all beings.
Situated throughout space.
Situated throughout space.
So long as all have not attained to peace.
So long as all have not attained to peace.
Om Mahung Vajraguru Padma Siddhi Hong. 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 Om Mahong Vajra Guru 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 Padma Siddhi Hong. Okay, so thank you very much for coming, practicing. Special thank you to Amoghalila.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
So do join us.
Heartfelt thanks, Godilila, for beautiful rituals. And in the end, that bell do something to my heart. It was really very beautiful. And a special thanks to Amoghalila. Thank you, Amoghalila. It was lovely.
Thank you.
See you guys tomorrow.
Thanks, Kalpana.
Bye for now. Have a good night.
Yeah. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Good night. Take care.
Good night, everyone. See you tomorrow.